Time to shine like the sun that we rarely see. Good morning. Welcome to the show on a Friday morning. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, broadcasting right across the SEN network. Hello to anyone, anywhere listening on the SEN app. It can be around the country. It could be overseas. We would love to hear from you this morning. Just give a shout. Where are you listening from this morning? Are you on the tools already? The McDonald Jones open line, 1-300-01-1170. Text 0457 736 736. Brandy and I through 11:70 a.m. here in Sydney. The studios, 8:01 a.m. Central Coast, 15:75 a.m. Illawarra, 13:23 a.m. Canberra, 90.3 FM in Griffith. And good morning to those of you in Queensland joining us for the first hour of our show through SENQ, 6:93 a.m. Brisbane, SEN 16:20 a.m. Gold Coast, the SEN Track Network through regional Queensland. It really is great to have your company. You are with us for the first hour until Patton heals from 6 a.m. Queensland time. And it's a big show planned up there as well. But you can stick with us all morning if you have the SEN app. And hello to those listening belatedly via the podcast. How's your day been? Don't forget, if you can't tune in live, you can listen via our podcast. Just search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform. And click subscribe so you never miss a thing. You can go back and catch up on the chat we had yesterday with Steve Corica, because tonight it's big with the A-League. We have Melbourne City and Western United playing. Western United are the defending champions, if you're not aware, in the A-League. But tomorrow night, Allianz Stadium, Sydney FC against Melbourne Victory. That's why we spoke to Steve, and you can catch up on that. And today, going into the weekend where there's a lot happening, Bathurst, Brandy, will be crossing to Jess Yates later in the program. Looking forward to that. You ready for a big Friday, my friend?
Yeah, just like the sport over the weekend, Vossie, which gets underway today. And Bathurst started yesterday. We've got an action-packed three-hour show coming up, so you don't want to miss it. Yeah, Jess Yates will join us, hosting the Fox Sports coverage of Bathurst. And you've been to Bathurst, haven't you? Yeah. I went to Bathurst in 1994. Freddie and I somehow got tied in with Tui's, and Tui's invited us up. So we were in a box over the finish line with the awesome foursome, who had just won the gold medal. So we spent the day with the awesome foursome, which was pretty cool. And I've got to say, Bathurst is a great event. Like the Melbourne Cup, like going to the Melbourne Cup, when you go to Bathurst, you realise why it is such a big sporting event. And there's the time before the race, about 20 minutes before the Melbourne Cup, I think, is deathly quiet with 100,000 people at Flemington. Bathurst, it's got that similar feeling just before the race gets underway. Deathly quiet. It's a great event.
I've got to say that ever since I was a kid, and would love to hear our listeners, their memories of Bathurst, some of the great battles back in the day of the King of the Mountain, Peter Brock, and when there was Alan Moffat, and remember the day Dick Johnson was in tears, and all those things. You always put it on, Bathurst. It was, even from when I was a little kid, it'd be on all day on that Sunday, and the coverage has just got better and better. It really is, it's a sensational coverage of the race. I was there in 1987, Brandy.
Ooh.
Rookie reporter on TUE, my first year, and I was only very part-time, and they asked, oh, have you got any interest in motor racing? I've gone, oh, yeah. And I went off to Bathurst as rookie reporter with no idea, chasing up interviews. And I do remember speaking to Peter Brock, getting some time with a great man before the event. And then on race day, he had a mishap. And I went to interview him out in the pits. Oh, Peter, what's happened? He said, it's simple, just broke a rod. And me, with my absolutely zero knowledge of cars, just said, is that bad? He said, well, I can't drive it. I said, oh, I see. So that was one of the moments. But I was there when the checkered flag fell. You know, I was there. I was on the ground in the pits for both the start and the finish. It's awesome. It's awesome. I remember having Chinese at Blady on now, one of the nights.
Were you a Ford or Holden man growing up?
Was I Ford or Holden man? Well, my first car was
Holden.
Or
are you much like your rugby league, where you haven't got a team, you just like the sport?
Well, I'd say that. Yeah, well, I've had both. I reckon my first two cars, Brandy, if you really want to know, and maybe people can talk about their first car. My first car was a red Holden Camira, and then I think I went on to a Ford Telstar second. Yeah, light blue. So I've been in both camps. been in both camps. I haven't really... It's the only Holden I've ever had in my life was a Holden Kamira. I haven't really been a Holden man in my life, right. Brendan.
Yeah, but when you were growing up watching, like you had... Because my dad, we had Holden whole way through. We were a Holden family. So I was a Peter Brock man.
Yeah, exactly. Taranas. 05 was just cool. The fact that it was 05, that's what made it really cool. Used to put it on the Matchbox cars, draw the 05 on it.
So what did you say your first car was? A Kamira?
A Holden Kamira. Red Holden
Kamira. I did have a Kamira through my... through my days. My first car was a Mazda Capella.
Ooh.
Little cool. Orange Jig Mazda magnet. Capella. $1,500.
Yeah, chick magnet. Yeah. No, I think I paid Arthur Ashe for mine. The first car you buy. You bought it just, buy it privately. Pull out the folding. Buy your first car. Wow. Yep. What great times. So Ford or Holden, are you still passionate? What's your Bathurst memory? Share them with us. Some of the great moments from over the years. And certainly the coverage. Motor racing has done so well that it's going to be another fantastic weekend. Let's hope the weather holds out. Now, I tell you what, today we've got big racing on this weekend, and we have managed to bring him back, our favourite Irishman, David O'Driscoll's Racing Tips. We'll pass them on later this morning.
We had some
successful days last spring.
Yeah, we'll have a look at those. There's also some sport happening right now. That's the USPGA event over there in Las Vegas, the Shriners Children's Open. And we've got some Aussies who are going quite well. So I'll update that throughout the morning, Vossie. And I guess the big rugby league news today is Cameron Munster.
Closure.
We have been talking about it for 12 months.
Yep.
Like it has been weekly. The discussion on Cameron Munster has been weekly about where he was going to sign. Of course, he was with the Melbourne Storm for next year already. Yep. He was locked into that. He said, I'll honour that. But I thought, and just listening to a couple of people talk, Cameron Smith, the GOAT, talk about what he thought was going to happen. And I was leaning the way of Cameron Smith. I thought, after listening to Cameron Munster, particularly late in the season, say, well, look, I just thought he was going to the Dolphins. I thought the Dolphins had secured him for 24 and onwards, but he will now be a Melbourne Storm player until the end of 2027. And I think that signing is absolutely crucial for Melbourne. If you had have taken Munster out of that side...
Yep.
They've still got Pappenhausen, they've still got Jerome Hughes, they've still got Harry Grant, but they would not be near the side that they will be now for the next 5 years with those young players. Throwing in with Cameron Munster, they stay competitive and more than competitive for the next 5 years.
And it would appear a more mature Cameron Munster and now family man as well.
Well, he's 28 now. He's 28.
Yeah, he now, locking into Melbourne, he will join, potentially he'll join, well, I don't think it's potentially, I just think it's a certain, living certainty, he'll join the list of greats of the club that were one club men, that, Cooper Cronk, Cameron Smith, Billy Slater only played their football in Melbourne, and Cameron Munster will be, probably by the time he finishes, on that pedestal. He's Queensland, no time soon is his career with Queensland going to end. And he's currently in the Australian side. So, in the next 6 weeks, he might be World Cup winner with Australia. So it's huge news. Now, what does that say? Now, by the way, when we say the Dolphins missed out, the Tigers missed out as well. They were having a little dabble. But what does it say for the Dolphins, Brandy? And the aura of Wayne Bennett. Do you think Wayne Bennett has got anyone across the line where there was some sort of bidding war? Because my quick answer is no, he hasn't.
No, I agree. I think I just had a look at, we announced yesterday that Hamiso Tabuai-Fadoa had signed from the Cowboys. Mm. He'll join them next year. No, he probably hasn't won any bidding wars against any clubs. So,
anyone? No one?
No. Let me run through a possible lineup of the Dolphins next year. That's if they don't sign any more players. Now, from my count, they've signed 23 players. So they still need to add a few more, and they've got their four development players. But Hamiso will likely be fullback. Edric Lee and Jermaine Asako on the wings. Branko Lee, and a player that I really don't know much about, they've named in the centres, Valence Tafare.
A lot of tries, try scorer.
Yep. Anthony Milford at 5'8", Sean O'Sullivan at half, Mark Nichols and Jesse Bromwich, the front rowers. Jeremy Marshall King, the hooker. The two Melbourne Storm back rowers, Kenny Bromwich and Felice Kafusi. Ray Stone at lock. Cody Nikorima, Tom Gilbert, Jared Wallace, Ewan Aitken. It's a fair 17.
Yeah.
It's a fair 17.
Yeah. Mm. Tom Gilbert will be in their side to Ray Stone. Don't worry about that. I reckon Tom Gilbert is one of their... Like, I think in Kenny Bromwich, you know, Kenny, like Jesse's, I think, past his best. But you get professionals, you know, you get hardened players, and that's what he said he wanted. He wanted some old heads, Wayne Bennett, to basically be protectors for the young players. I think Kenny Bromwich has still got a lot to offer. I think Tom Gilbert's a terrific signing, but they haven't got him long term. And in the back line, there's some excitement there. So, but the fact is, the aura of Wayne Bennett, it can't be there, because whenever there's been a bidding war, because Hamiso Tabuai Fido sort of fell on his lap. It was only with the blessing of the Cowboys. So he wasn't actually on the market, but it was with the blessing of the Cowboys he's released. And all the others, I don't think we got into some sort of bidding war with anyone where Wayne Bennett was the influencing factor. So there you have it. Cameron Munster locked and loaded for the Melbourne Storm long term. We'll be talking rugby league later in the show with David Riccio. We'll cover some of the other stories out of Manly. I think people outside of Manly now are getting a bit bored with the Manly story already, but I just think it's got a stench about it. Luciano Leilua won't be participating in the Rugby League World Cup after he was stood down under the NRL's no-fault stand-down policy. The NRL advised the Cowboys yesterday the decision should in no way be interpreted as a view on the innocence or guilt of the player. The situation with Luciano Leilua and the criminal charges alleged, what has gone on there, that, well, just have to let it run its course, Brandy, like all these things. And we go on court watch, don't we? Every off-season.
Leilua, and I guess, you know, the Cowboys let Tom Gilbert go to sign Luciano Leilua. Mm. I wonder what they're thinking about that decision. But, yes, Samoa will have to draft another player in. Do they get to pick another player, Samoa? I'm sure they'd have to. Still a week away before the World Cup getting underway. Does that start next weekend? Is the World Cup on next weekend?
Yeah, it'll be late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, of next weekend. That's right, England-Samoa. And then early hours of Sunday morning, Australia-Fiji. I will be there at Headingley. Mm. Leeds.
Well, I'll be in the studio.
Call the action.
Yes, oh, good. Fox Sports coverage.
I'll give you a shout there.
Nice early morning start.
So you've already got the plan done. You catch the train, Leeds up to Headingley, and then you walk up the hill to the ground. It is sensational. Because Headingley, Brandy, I'm here to tell you, is one of the sporting heavens in the world. Headingley ground, rugby league ground's one side, and the cricket ground is next door. Like, you can stand in the one grandstand and look out one way and then turn around and see the other. You could watch both if they were on. Yeah. Headingley's like an oversized Henson Park, but
I've been on two kangaroo tours.
Yes.
I played at Headingley.
Well, there you go. You've
twice.
Did you get to walk into the Bradman room, though?
I can't remember.
Oh, you did it? No. There's a shrine to Donald Bradman there. He got 300 in a day at Headingley. 300 in a day, Donald Bradman. And that is marked with the whole room. So we'll keep going at each other here. Someone asked me the other day, when are we going to have another joke off? Remember the other day when Jay Dwight, the Lions, dropped out, we had to go joke for joke?
Yeah,
Can that become a weekly segment?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No. No, I'm not good with jokes.
No.
Now, if Lieutenant Dan wants to supply me with some jokes, I'm happy to read them out.
Yeah, little joke off, face to face. We have a segment.
What against Jay? No, Jay's under enormous pressure. We can't put any more pressure on him.
Hey, Jay's got a big day. He's got Matt Rogers coming to Dimmicks at Rouse Hill coming up. We'll give you the details of that later.
Book signing.
Catch up with book signing at Jay's Dimmicks at Rouse Hill. So we'll catch up there. Gus has had a shot at the NRL over the salary cap. Says it's creating a lopsided competition. He tweeted, "Salary cap punishes success, doesn't reward development, no incentive for development, dilutes talent levels." I think Gus is bored. The season's over 5 days. He's just bored. He's just tweeting. It's just something. He'll just send out some randoms.
So I didn't read the article. Does Gus want the salary cap scrapped?
No, it's just a tweet. Just a tweet. That's it. You only get 140 characters, Randy. You can't spend too much on it. So you don't have to go into the detail.
But if he's not happy with the salary cap, does he want it gone? We don't know.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. By the way, the NBL last night, watched that. This validated the form of the Sydney Kings. The Illawarra Hawks beating Southeast Melbourne Phoenix 85-72. Terrific win there. So let's see how the Kings fare tonight when they play the Brisbane Bullets. And just on the Kangaroos, Brandy, now can you tell me back in the day, because you told us you've been on two Kangaroo tours, the Kangaroos squad flew out last night.
Yeah.
They've been given specially designed glasses to help them counter jet lag. They block out green and blue light and are said to help increase melatonin levels and induce sleep. Did you have anything back in the day? There were no compression socks back in the day or anything that you wore, or was it just get on the plane and have a drink?
Please. We had TUIs and VB. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That helped you sleep.
Yeah.
Do you think we've gone?
We still 86, 90. So we were still in the era of, we were in the thick of it. Like this is when, you know, they were the days when the cricketers would try and, you know, break records.
Yeah, Boonie.
Yeah. So no, we had nothing. We just got on the plane and had a good time.
In your trackies. You'd be in the trackies, wouldn't you? You'd be in the
track suits. Yep.
Yeah.
So the glasses, I don't know much about the glasses. I don't know whether that will help them, but technology, Rossi.
Did you fly business just out of interest? Kangaroo tour, yeah? Or not? What did you have to do?
I don't think we did.
Yeah, wow.
I don't think we did. No, because we seemed to mill around up the back of the plane. So if we flew business, we would have stayed in business. But I think we're economy.
Well, you hung around the crapper down the back. Did you stand
around
the crapper?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we did. Because you could stand around. There was a little bit of room around the, you know.
Oh, back in the day, they used to go by ship. It used to take them 6 months to get there. So, Brandy, you had it good compared to others. Have your say on the program. 1-300-01-1170. Text 0457-736-736. Just a clean whiteboard this morning. Throw anything at us. Anything. Tips for living. Whatever you like. We're going to come up with a Friday foursome. We'll do that after the break. We like to have a foursome on a Friday of tips. So have your say. 21 after 6. 20.
Morning, again.
Morning, Brandy. What a day to be alive. We said we love shout-outs. What about this one? This is the first time I think we've had any listener from Bunyip in Victoria reach out. This is Scotty. He says, morning, VB. Listening from Bunyip in Victoria. Have a great weekend. Bunyip. Have you ever been to Bunyip?
No, but I'm planning a trip there. Get the JCO out, get the caravan out, tour Victoria.
That's it, in the caravan. Beautiful stuff. Yeah. Anyway, hello to everyone in Bunyip this morning. And if there's only one, great to have your company on the program. That's how easy it is. Listen in on the SEN app. What desk you got fired up here early?
Well, I thought I might just fly into the golf desk because we've got the USPGA event, the Shriners Children's Open in Las Vegas. Tom Hoagie, the American, shot a 63. So he's in the lead. Siwoo Kim and Tom Kim, the South Koreans, are a shot further back at 7-under and 6-under. The Aussies are going well, Vossi. Jason Day shot a 66, so he's in a tie for sixth spot. Lucas Herbert is at 4-under the card. He's finished his round. So he shot a 67 and a tie for ninth. And the young man that we're on the Harrison Endicott bus for the PGA Tour this year. This is his rookie season, young pro from Avondale. He's through 13 holes, and he's at 4-under the card too, so he's tied for ninth. So some Aussies faring well in the first round.
Brandy, Jeff heard your Dolphins side read out for next year, a projected side. Vossi and Brandy, that projected Dolphins team is a bludger of a side, nailed on for the spoon. In the 17-team comp, as everyone talks about the Tigers and said, well, the only way is up. No, well, they can actually go down from 16th because there are 17 teams next year. Now, Jay, the bookman, is on the line for the joke of the day. Just before the joke of the day, it is next Wednesday, is it not, Jay, when you will have Matt Rogers in store signing his autobiography. And for those who can't get to your store there at Rouse Hill in Sydney, you can actually do a deal for people interstate if they want a signed copy for Matt Rogers.
Absolutely, we can do that. Yes, we've got him in the store on Wednesday at midday. But if people can't come along, just ring the store. And what our special is, the book is $49.99. We have it reduced to $34.99. But if they mention SEN, and want to order it, then we can do the postage. We'll discount that to $5 as well.
So they can get a signed copy, even though they're not there.
Yeah, Jay, what's a quick preview of the book? What is the book about?
Well, it's basically his life story. So he's talking all about his career right through from the Sharks through to joining the Wallabies. But, you know, we're covering his years with Australia. But also delves quite deeply into his personal side, issues he had with his dad. So it is a really good read. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Good on you, Jay. Well, guess what, Jay? We're going to hold you over till after a break. It's a bit like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? We'll go to a break, leaving your limbo for joke of the day. That's our little, throwing a bit of burly out there for the listeners. No one's going to go. Everyone's pulling over their cars now. They're going to wait for the joke of the day. You're going all across Queensland too, Jay, so don't get nervous. Joke of the day coming straight up out of the news.
Vanessa, thank you. We're here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, experts in slip and fall compensation claims. This is part of the show where you have your say. First, we've got Jay's joke, but you can text us on 0457 736 736, or pick up the phone and give us a buzz on the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170. Our open line, thanks to McDonald Jones, save thousands on your dream home with the McDonald Jones birthday sale, which is on now.
Yes, and just a reminder about the basketball last night. If you watched it, Matty Russell hosting there, our mate. Illawarra Hawks 85, Southeast Melbourne Phoenix 72. Tonight, New Zealand Breakers versus the Jack Jumpers and the Kings against the Brisbane Bullets. First home game for the year. Unfurl the championship banner. Brandy, from the ceiling, they get to have the Premier's banner there.
And do they unfurl it and leave it there? They
it hangs
it stays
up. Yeah.
There.
Yeah, that's it. Right. Yeah, for good, all good. To see and admire.
Just on the A-League tonight, Melbourne City up against Western United. Western United, they are the defending premiers, aren't they?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and no one knows where they're from yet, but they did win.
No, yep. And they did play Melbourne City in the grand final, so it's a grand final rematch.
You've done well, Brandy. You know your stuff.
Yeah, I do.
Now, on the SEN app tonight too, Australia v West Indies, the second game in the T20 series, has built up to the T20 World Cup, so you can tune in tonight if you haven't downloaded the SEN app. That's your job for today. You've got to download it. It's real quick. And have the SEN app, and then you can listen to the live sport like Australia v the West Indies tonight. I did note too, yesterday's Shield, we'll run through Shield scores later. I'll get the Shield desk fired up. But Will Pekowski out for a duck yesterday. Been going well in some pre-season games.
Tim Payne only 6-2.
Yeah, well, there you go. We will have the desk later. All right, we've kept you in suspense long enough. We were just set of padding. I'll lead into this. The Reptile says, morning shaggers. Brandy, don't worry if you're not good with jokes. Neither is Jay. That's the Reptile. He's never really been hashtag
funny.
I stand with Jay.
Reptile.
Yeah, so Jay, that's your intro there for that one. you've told us about the Matt Rogers book signing. Now let's get down to business. Friday morning, what are you going to leave us with for the weekend?
I always like a preemptive sledge, that's good. Apparently, Little Red Riding Hood has been injured very badly. Doctors say she is showing slow improvement, but she's not out of the woods yet.
Okay. That's good enough for me. It's on your bike,
well done, Jay.
Well done. Stick that up, you reptile. Stick it in your pipe and smoke it, you shagger. I don't understand this text because I've never heard of the bloke. Boys went to a Brad Paisley concert on Wednesday.
Yep.
He opened with a Panthers logo on the big screen. Most brutal thing he's seen, apparently. Dirty Flamingo sends that text. Who is Brad Paisley?
No, I don't know.
Is he sort of...
It might be down your line of Vossioki.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think Brad, as long as he's not country and western. But Brad, but the surname Paisley, or maybe
yeah, I think that's got country and western written all over it.
Yeah.
Do you think Munster's not up to the challenge, says Newey? Re-Ponga. What challenge? Is that the challenge if he went to the Dolphins?
Mm.
Is that what he's referring to, do you think?
Well, you got to believe that's a bit to it, isn't it? Like maybe Munster waited all this time just to see that if they get another. And Tabuai Fido is seen as the big signing this week. And he went, okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to get someone else. I thought there was going to be another headline.
Maybe he didn't want 4 years of a side trying to make their mark. Like that's, you know, stay at the club you're at, which is going to be a, you know, competitive team for the next 4 years. Boys, everyone seems obsessed with Wayne landing a marquee player. Newcastle had two or three marquee players, as did the Gold Coast. Where did they finish this year? Says RC.
Well, that's right.
Nothing wrong with getting a marquee player. Like, I'd rather have one than not.
Yeah, 100%. And there's more than just on-field stuff, you know. Like, in the case of Kalyn Ponga, you've got one of the more recognisable figures in the game. He's worth more to the club than just on-field when you have a headline player. Munster was important. Munster, if he had have said last night, I'm going to the Dolphins for the following season, he then would, when that eventuated, he would be the person you see everywhere in every single Dolphins promotion. So you're buying more than the player on field, quite obviously.
That really doesn't make sense, that text. Like, I know the Gold Coast had some marquee players. David Fifita. David Fifita hasn't worked out with the Gold Coast. Ponga had a difficult season with injury. He hasn't played well. That doesn't mean you don't want a marquee player. Would you rather have Cameron Munster at the Dolphins if you're a Dolphins fan or if you're a Dolphins player? Of course you would. You'd much rather.
Damn straight. Yeah, now, look, Lieutenant Dan, who hosts Tradies News Hour in a nutshell, between 5 and 6 Sydney time, has come up with some Brad Paisley? Was that his name? All right. Now, before we play it, lock in. Is he country and western or is he contemporary? Is he hip-hop? What do you think, Brandy? What do you think he's going to be?
I'm going to go country and western.
All right, let's have a listen to Brad Paisley.
Well, I love her.
Get it off. Yes. Get it off.
But I love the fish.
Oh, please. Diamond doesn't dribble.
Brad Paisley's wife is the girl out of Father of the Bride.
Yeah.
So the girl that's... Brad Paisley's wife is the girl,
Father of the Bride. What is Father of the Bride? I don't know what it is.
Well, it's a movie.
Steve Martin? Oh,
yep.
Right. Okay.
So Brad Paisley's wife is what, the girl that gets married?
Ah, right. Okay. So Brad Paisley, he just sings about his dog dying and my girl left me and I hit the bottle and all that. And that's pretty much it. That's it. I lost my girl. Now, I tell you what, I was listening to the best of Joel and Fletch last night driving home.
Right.
They were talking to Matty Johns about what are you watching on Netflix, and Matty Johns said that he'd been watching a comedy series about on Netflix, the Jeffrey Dahmer documentary. But then Brian Fletcher said that apparently the networks are in negotiations to come up with another show, Dahmer Wants a Wife. I thought that was very good from Fletch. On the spot, Dahmer Wants a Wife. Can you imagine people rolling up to be contestants on that program? To be cut up into little pieces? Have a twist in the end, wouldn't it, the tail?
Michael says, I just saw Ryan Madison busking out the front of the Rose and Crown. Ooh. He's looking to raise some funds.
He's
going to change his mind. He's going to pay the fine now.
It's Friday morning, Rose and Crown. They stay open late there at Parramatta. So, well, we asked that yesterday. Can he change the fine? Now, you've got some information on that to share with us a little later on about Ryan Madison and just a little bit of information you've been able to glean there and make some observations. So we'll hold back on that. We might do that out of 7. But there wasn't a bigger topic yesterday, was there, Brady, than the Ryan Madison situation? He's been condemned. How's he sitting today? How's he feeling about his call?
His decision?
His mission statement?
I can't imagine he's feeling that good about it because it just doesn't look good, Vossi. It doesn't look good for Ryan Madison. That's from the fans. That's from his teammates. His decision to miss the first three rounds of the premiership because he didn't want to pay a $4,000 fine because he wanted to take a stand. Because he'd copped a fine, he'd paid fines before, he'd paid around $4,000 in fines already this year and didn't want to pay any more, which is just mind-blowing. I can't get my head around it.
No, and one last text before a break. The Serbian Seagull makes a pretty good point. He says, if the Cowboys winger, Tabuai Fido, was contracted to the Cowboys for 2023, how did the Dolphins sign him or even talk to him before November 1st? So you do ask that question. So it was... The Cowboys put out the statement and said, we have released him to go elsewhere.
They gave him permission. They gave him permission to talk
permission
to other clubs.
To look for other clubs. But
you
I'm
can
saying,
do that before November 1.
Yeah, but the perception of the fans is they get permission to do it after the approach has already been. Like, they ask the question, managers. Yeah, there's a lot of conversations
of course
happening
they do.
Previous to
yes.
It's self-fulfilling prophecy stuff. The moment that you knew there was already something on the table, he's not going to rock the boat at the club.
No, that's right. So that,
without
so
knowing there's a pretty good bus lined up, ready to hop on.
Yep. The manager would contact the club and say, what are you doing with my player? And if there's nothing forthcoming in terms of an extension, they say, look, well, if you want to have a look around, you're free to do that.
All righty. Michelle Bishop's got a big story out of the Dragons. Now, you talk about Ryan Madison, and where's he at? Wait till you hear the story about the Dragons and their awards night from Michelle Bishop in her first sports update for the morning in just a moment. In Queensland, it is 18 minutes to 6. In New South Wales, ACT, 18 minutes to 7.